With the rapid increase in development projects across the city, there are more and more clashes over visuals, size, and location. Finance Committee members refused to block the proposed high-rise on the Outer Harbor and sent it to the full council for action, while also stalling a 10-story building proposed for Main and Ferry. Neighbors say it's too large and in the wrong place. Wanda Pinckney Lofton says it will damage a quiet community on nearby side streets.
We like it the way it is because it is a family area where people can come and relax. We know who's in and out the area because we know by the parking spaces. We know who's there because that's my space, who's in my space. Okay? That's important. You have 100 people coming in. Some of them may not drive, but I would say at least 30% of them are going to drive. Where are they going to park? Why should I have to give up my parking space for somebody who's living two blocks away?
The proposed Willoughby Exchange would replace the Willoughby Insurance Building on the corner, familiar to generations of travelers on Main Street. After the committee meeting, members convened a special session of the council and approved new labor contracts with unions representing blue-collar workers and city inspectors. For both unions, the new pacts replace long-expired agreements and will provide substantial retroactive payments in exchange for cutting benefits for future hires. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.